Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning, 02 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning, 03 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning, 04 hundred hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good morning, 05 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning, 06 hundred hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning, 07 hundred hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good morning, 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 50 degrees.
WAYRC monitoring.
Good morning, 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 57 degrees.
KFACAQ monitor.
This is GEEIM in Ann Arbor, Michigan, monitoring WATMN. Here's that propagation is running fantastic today. I am on 10 watts out of Ann Arbor, west of Ann Arbor, about 95, 96 miles. Actually, about a little bit more than that. Reaching all the way up to Guilford, Michigan on WATMN.
CAQ monitoring.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 65 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees.
KFA BWP monitoring. KFA BWP clear.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny, 77 degrees.
I'm right, Jeff.
K-I-N-3-8, as you were, K-E-8-O-O-K, mobile, we are up and monitoring. K-E-8-O-O-K, mobile, we are clear of this frequency.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees.
W8FFR, mobile and monitoring.
VHF hub, disconnected. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 79 degrees.
W8FFR, mobile and monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 70 degrees.
Good evening, and welcome to the LeClaire County Net. This net meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on the W8 LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the LeClaire County Amateur Radio Association. And our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W-A-Y-R-C. My name is Kevin. Call sign is KB8-TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Good evening, Dick. Got you on the list. All right, any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. We'll take a general check-ins now. Anyone wanting to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
This is KEHYGV, Russ and Davison.
This is NAPSP, Rob, in Illinois.
Here is Whiskey Alpha 8 Romeo Delta Ford in LaPierre.
All right, good evening. We got KEAYGV, NATSPDX, and WA8RD. Any other stations, please call now. All right, nothing additional heard. So, Dick, you're up first. Stand by, Russ. And, Dick, you sounded mobile. KC8BHA, KB8TAR.
Hi, everybody. I'm mobile again, heading back from the McLaren Hospital in Flint. My wife's still in there, but she's hopefully going to go home before too many more days. Doing a little better. Tonight's, when you're rolling down 69, you got the moon, which is a big one, just right up there in front of you going down the road, and it looks real sharp. So back to you, Kevin, KC8VHA.
I'm glad to hear she's feeling better there, Dick. I was wondering how she was doing. And good news. I'm very glad to hear that. And I think it was, must have been last night I noticed the moon was big and full. So I know what you mean, but my view, let's see, yesterday I came home from work, from the office, I should say, midday, and heading west on 69, I get out over at 53, I could see smoke, and turns out that smoke was 2 miles from my house. I could see it all the way I don't know how far east on 69, but quite a ways. All right, let's see, Russ, go ahead, stand by, Rob. KE8YGV, KV8TAR.
Yes, this is KE8YGV. I just had an interesting day today. I ran into a fellow who is a member of a group, and they have a building in Flint. It's called Factory 2, TWO. And you join it, you know, an annual fee, and the members get to use all the tools there. They have CNC machines, lathes, there's 3D printers, they got laser machines, they've got a welding shop, a wood shop, a sign shop, a glass shop for cut glass, all kinds of different things. They have a computer area where they have architectural software, CAD software, and you can use that once you become a member. And I thought it was kind of a gem, because if you have a few tools at home, whatever you might be missing, you can use over there. You can either go weekly or monthly, or buy an annual pass. Kind of a neat concept. Thank you for the
A very cool concept there, Rob. I'd never heard of anything like that, so I've taken a note. I'll look those guys up. I don't have any of the big machinery. I just don't have the room or the money, probably. But very good. Thank you for that information. All right, Rob, go ahead and then stand by Ward. N8PSP, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR in the net. This is Rob, N8PSP, DX from Illinois. My work has me out of town for the week. I'll be rolling back in Friday night. I'm living it up in a plush hotel at the company expense. And which is kind of nice, because I'm on the 11th floor, so my HD really reaches out. I'm living in a tower, so that's kind of nice. Haven't talked to anybody on the HD yet, though, but you know, maybe one of these nights I'll catch somebody on the air. Well, that's about it for this go-around, so I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is N8PSP.
Alrighty, Rob. I was going to say that's a full quieting signal from Illinois on your HT, so you're doing great. So great. Glad you made the net. Let's see. Ward is next, and then after Ward's transmission, we'll take a standby. W8RD, KB8TAR, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Kevin, and everybody on the net. Sounds like everybody's doing well. And yeah, that big old moon up there, you know, it's one of those moons they've got a name for, and I can't remember what it is. But it's not the harvest moon. That's the next moon that comes up. But, yeah, it's a dandy. It's bright. It was almost like daylight in the backyard last night. And for those that are inclined, there was a pretty good aurora last night. I see some people posting pictures of it, and it should happen again tonight. Of course, the question on that is always, what time is it going to happen? And usually it's early in the morning. But anyway, hey, glad to hear his wife is doing well and looking forward to coming home. And nobody likes being in the hospital. I was spent 14 hours in McLaren last week and had a pacemaker put in. And tomorrow I go in and they check it. So interesting stuff. And boy, whatever HD he's got, he's reaching the machine from Chicago. I want one. In fact, I want two of them. Back to Net Control, WA30.
Yeah, Roger that there, Ward. I was wondering what antenna he was running. But yeah, I guess your procedure went okay. since you walked out. So I hope everything's going well, goes well in your checkup. All right, we're at the bottom of our very short list, so we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations wishing to join, please call net control now.
This is KE8Z Tango Papa, Patrick and Flint. I will be in and out.
All right, thank you for the check-in, Patrick. Got you on the list, KE8ZTP. Any other stations, please call now. All right, nothing heard. I will make an announcement. The Aries meeting is tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. at 911 in LaPierre. Anyone is welcome to join us. All right, let's go back up to Vic. Stand by Russ. KCABHA, KBATAR.
Yeah, hi, everybody. I'm just heading down there, heading home, like I say, and I know last week I mentioned about my having an aluminum truck, and I'm using a magnetic mount antenna, which, as you probably well know, doesn't stick to aluminum. But anyway, I went to Amazon and I bought a 3.5-inch square steel plate with sticky tape on the back of it, and it seems to work pretty good. So 73 to everybody. We'll talk to you all later. KC8VHA.
Oh, that's funny, Dick. You were a little noisy on the first transmission, but 100% copy. And then on your second transmission, it was perfect copy. No problem at all on my end. So whatever those distances were, that little ground plane's working well for you. So all right, we'll break with Dick. Go ahead, Russ, and stand by Rob. KE8YGB, KBATAR.
Yeah, this is KE8YGB. Today also, I finished my cross sections and drawings for three doors that I'm going to make. I've ordered two different sets of doors from one of our big box retailers, lumber yards, and their display showed them with certain dimensions and the rails and styles with certain dimensions. And when they arrived, they were nothing like what the display shows. So I returned the first set. Weeks later, I get the other ones. I go down, I pick them up, and they're wrong also. So I just decided that's it. I'm going to make my own, and fortunately I have enough tools to do that. So I'll maybe short one or two clamps, but bar clamps are easy to come by. But that's the second project of the day, and so this is KE8YGV. I'll give it back to the net, and 73 to all.
Yeah, Russ, sometimes it is better to make things yourself. I feel your frustration on that one. All right, very good. We'll break with Russ. Go ahead, Rob, and stand by Ward. Any at PSP, KBATAR.
Okay, so PSP back, and I got a piece of mail yesterday. My wife sent me a picture of the envelope and asked me if she wanted her to open it. And I'm looking at the return address, and it's Larry. And I'm like, why is Larry sending me mail? So I told her, go ahead, open it up. And she opens it, and it's a radiogram from somebody in Nova Scotia. Not that I know anybody out there, but he had heard that I had passed my extra and was congratulating me. And I'm like, okay then. So got my first radiogram. So she's like, yeah, maybe we should frame it. So anyway, that was an interesting thing yesterday. Other than that, not much else going on. My Saturday has kind of freed up. I might be able to help out at the Burnside location. I'll be checking my schedule a little more when I get back home. And other than that, I'll probably see y'all out at Hadley Metamora. So I'll go ahead and turn it back to Net Control. And so this is N8PSP.
Thank you for the reminder there, Rob. I neglected to do another announcement, and that is the club picnic is this Saturday, Hadley Metamora, what is it called, recreation area, I guess it is. And if I remember right, Scott told me 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So again, Hadley Metamora, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. This Saturday. So thank you for the reminder, Rob. And yeah, I think the only radiogram I've ever gotten is from the ARRL reminding me it's time to renew my license. So you might get one of those in 10 years. All right. See, Rob, go ahead, and then we'll take another standby. W-A-8-R-D, K-B-A-T-A-R.
Yeah, real good. That's been a good net there, Kevin. And who was that? Russ said was building, going to build his own doors. That's a fun project. I don't think I've ever built a door. I worked maintenance for Lapeer Schools for a lot of years. Part of that job was building cabinets and custom desk spaces and things like that. A lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, and you can take a lot of pride in doing woodworking, so that's good stuff to do. Anyway, 7-3 to all. Have a great evening. And Kevin, thanks for taking the net tonight. You do a good job on this. 7-3, everyone.
W830. All right. Thank you, Ward. And glad you made the net. All right. We are at the bottom of our list. So we're looking for new stations. Any new check-ins or any new stations wishing to check in, please call Net Control now. All right. Nothing heard. Any other business or rechecks for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Thank you, everyone, for joining the net this evening, and hopefully see at least some of you this Saturday. And we'll now return the repeater to normal use. This is KBATAR 7-3.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. VHF hub connected to Lapeer VHF. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 61 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 59 degrees.